thing you put on a bed beside sheets and blankets and pillows?
Cover lid.
Mm-hmm. Does this go on the top? This go on the very top?
Mm-hmm.
What might you put underneath it?
You put your quilts and blankets and all of that underneath the bed sheet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a little bed that you can roll up and put in the corner that lies right on the floor?
Well, this.
I mean a bed. A bed that's right on the floor.
Oh.
Just a pad.
Well, you call that a bed on the floor.
Mm-hmm. What if it's just a pad which you could roll up?
Yeah, and then in my day, you see, they had trundle beds.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not thinking. Run a trundle bed on the high bed. Huh? And then every night, they pull that out down to the foot, put three or four kids in it, and they get in the bed, the man and woman then.
Well, I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of something that's just a pad. It's just a pad and the blankets, and you can roll it up and put it away. It lies right on the floor.
Something like a soldier.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
They call it the pack, wouldn't it? Old boy?
Yeah, something like that.
What does the soldiers call them packs they have?
Oh, we just call ours a we slung ours in there, and it was just a sling. Because ours was just slung in between two pieces of wood.
Oh.
Two pieces of metal, or two pieces of wood. It was a sling.
These soldiers of today don't know nothing, do they? What they used to.
Not the way we did, man.
Why they used to? Look at this Civil War. There's for a year and nearly coming all down from the north. Oh, 2 years nearly. And the south coming this way, you know. And they just walked the road and carried the guns and ammunition and everything. They had wagons to carry the provision and cooking utensils.
That could be a hammer.
And come a rain, they just didn't have no tents or nothing. Just lay down on the blanket in the rain and snow. That killed a heap of them, too.
Suppose dog bites a child. The next day you say, yesterday Tommy was
bitten by a dog, going to have him vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Suppose a city kid comes to the farm and you offer to let him ride your horse, and he says, well, I'd sure like to, but I've never...
Ever rode a horse?
And if a little kid gets angry and throws a temper tantrum, he might go like this. What do you call it? Say he's doing to the floor.
Have a fit.
Yeah. What does he do to the floor?